Maayong hapon sa tanan.
So today we're on our second installment, all right? And this is basically a pneumatology. Before your nose will bleed, pneumatology basically means a study on the Holy Spirit. And it will be four parts, okay? So I don't know about you, but this really excites me, getting to know the Holy Spirit more because he doesn't really get the spotlight often. Are you excited for him? Last week, we actually learned that the Holy Spirit is an actual person, all right? He's not just a mere fireball or tongues of fire, all right? That's a St. Elmo's fire right there. Kabalo mo St. Elmo's fire sa Bisaya, San Telmo, okay? Sa mga karaang tao, kabalo mo anak, no? Basta namatay ang tao. Kung asa siya namatay, nahi kalayo, mag-anana dito, magtuyok. All right? San Telmo, gimo na itong San Telmo ang Holy Spirit. Well, he did come in the form of tongues of fire, but he's more than just a tongue of fire. He's more than just a dove. All right? Although he did come in the form of a dove, because again, he's the intangible, so he has to take form in something. All right? That's why he took the form of a dove when Jesus was baptized. But definitely, he's more than just a dove. Now, unsa man siya? Is he just like the Force in Star Wars? All right? No, he's more than just the Force. How many of you are excited for Star Wars, The Force Awakens? You see, he's more than just a Force because he is not impersonal. He's quite the opposite. He is personal. In fact, he is not an it. Turn to your seatmate and say, he's not an it. While those three pictures give us a tangible picture of who he is, he's more than all those three combined. Why? Because he is a person. He is not an it. He is God himself. In fact, since the very beginning, if you open your Bibles to Genesis 1, no, the Holy Spirit was there. The same way the Son was also there. All right? He was the one hovering over the face of the deep. Remember? I think that's verse 2 or verse 3. All right? It was not just God the Father. All right? The Spirit was there. And that same Spirit who created, who brought everything to existence, here's the best fact about him. He loves to dwell, not in a temple made of hands, but in a temple made of flesh and bones. And that is your seatmate. Okay? All right. He's calling for you right now. All right. Turn to your seatmate and say, he loves to dwell in you. And that's why we're having this series. To get to know who is that person who really loves to dwell in you. All right? So, in Acts, church history, this is actually church history, you know? The book of Acts is the actual history of the ancient church, right? And it's taken from chapter 3, verse 1 to 10. Now, Peter and John were going up to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour, and a man lame from birth was being carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple that is called the Beautiful Gate. May pang gate, beautiful. Right? To ask alms of those who entering the temple. Verse 3, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked to receive alms. Alms for the poor. Limos, palimos, right? And Peter directed his gaze at him as did John and said, look at us, right? Tanawa mo mga nawong, dato ba min og itsura? He fixed his attention on them, expecting to receive something from them. But Peter said, I have no silver and gold, but what I do have right now, the one dwelling in me, the creator of the universe, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. After that, he took him by the right hand and raised him up. Si Peter ni Angiana, ipatindog. And immediately, his feet and ankles were made strong. And leaping up, he stood, talking about the lame man, to walk and began and entered to the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God, and all the people saw him walking and praising God and recognized him as the one who sat at the beautiful gate of the temple asking for alms. And they were filled with, can you say this with me, wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. As Pastor Archie shared last week, you know, he was sharing his frustration with brownouts. And I know he's not alone because all of us are At one point, at least one point in our lives, are frustrated and disappointed with brownouts, di ba? You're watching your favorite TV series, hindi pa katig torrent, so dili to download, hindi na ka makakita sunod, alright? So, nag-brownout. And more than that, ang kainit sa panahon, you would want your electric fan or your aircon on, and then at the middle of the night, brownout, alright? So, he is not alone. Pastor Archie is not alone in being frustrated with brownouts. And you see, the book of Acts, in the early church, they were basically experiencing a different kind of brownout. A spiritual brownout, right? A spiritual brownout. You see, when it's an electrical brownout, it's uncomfortable, there's no cold water in the fridge, there's nothing much to do. No, you go to the mall, but even the mall is not cold enough because koan lang, naka-generator lang. In the same way, the early church, there was not much to do for them. Why? Because they were having a spiritual brownout. It was as if, no, on the neck of every believer, there was a sign saying, no power. No power here. Why? Imagine yourself being like the disciples. If you were a disciple, you witnessed Jesus doing this, doing that, all the wonders and all the signs and all the miracles. You were so delighted about it. But then, he was crucified. So, nasad ka, alright? And then he comes back again, so you rejoice. But only to leave you once again. Murag si Duterte ba? Diba? Pinaglalaroan yung ating emotions, right? Playing with our heart. Quit playing games with my heart. Duterte, diba? He was like that. But here's the thing, the different thing with Jesus was when he left, he actually gave a promise. After me will come a helper. Alright? I know you won't be able to do it on your own, but after me will come a helper with a capital H. All right? And dili ni siya katabang, okay? Kenedgo, this is Kenedgo, a partner, a collaborator, all right? Someone who will want to do things with you and live life with you. And he was pertaining to the Holy Spirit. But not all has received the Holy Spirit yet during those times. That's why they were left powerless. Some of them were actually sad. Bago lang ikanihawa, Jesus? Bago lang ikanibalik? Hawa na pugka? Alright? Have you ever experienced that in your life? Someone special? Went back home, but only for a day? Alright? Nihawa ragyapon? No, I believe mga kids with OFW parents, inana inyong may experience. And it was like that for them. So prior to the coming of the power of the Holy Spirit, the disciples were not really sure if they were ready to do what Jesus was asking of them. Unsa ang gi-ask ni Jesus sa ilaha? Great Commission. Matthew 28, unsa to? Go and make disciples. May untag of your own neighbors lang, but now, of all nations. And that was something really hard and impossible for uneducated folk. Alright? And so, as promised, eventually, they received the Holy Spirit. So they started speaking in tongues, and for some reason, all of a sudden, they became so bold in preaching the gospel. Imagine a fisherman, Peter, preaching to thousands of people, and 3,000 of those people actually received Christ. A fisherman, uneducated. Now, who among you here are educated people? Diba? Nakahuman og at least elementary, diba? How much more can God use you? How much more can He do much more with you? He can do much more with you. Especially na kagipag-eskwilahan. In fact, no? Many of the people He used were uneducated. And He also used people who were educated. And all of them have great impact. So it's not a factor really. It's all about the Holy Spirit moving through them. So now in Acts chapter 3, having received the power of the Holy Spirit, the disciples started to go out and preach the gospel. They had confidence already. Okay, niabot na ang gihatag, ang gipromise ni Jesus sa mga. So Peter and John, for one, they were walking, all right? And they went to the temple where people would come to pray. And it's very significant that they were going to the temple because in the Old Testament, no, in the Old Testament, God's presence and power visits only the temple. Remember, in one of our preachings the other week, di ba? People basically go to the temple to experience the presence and power of God. However, the presence and the power of God has not visited the temple for a long time. In fact, There was a reason why when Jesus came, there was no presence and power in the temple. Because Jesus himself was the presence and the power of God. Alright? And now he's gone, actually. But then, the Holy Spirit has come. But in those times, they would hang a sign like this. Ikabod. Ikabod! Let me tell you what ikabod means. Kabod there actually means not your favorite snack, all right? But it means glory. Add E there, ikabod, it means the glory of God has departed, all right? In other words, the presence of God is not here. Imagine going to church. Tingala unsa ka imong shock no mo. Tingala pag sulod nimo sa Spanish Heritage na kahang diri. God is not here. Would you still come in? You would not. Because that was their time. Wala jud si God. No. People actually have been camping around the temple. Sick people, poor people, waiting for the presence of God to come back. Alright? To no avail. They remain unchanged. They remain unhealed. Their sins remained unforgiven. Actually, a lot of sick people were outside, and one of them was the lame man. That explains why the lame man was there. Now, Peter and John, again, we're on their way to the temple, okay? They saw the lame man at the gate, and the man has been there for 40 years, unhealed, unforgiven, unchanged. But what happens next reveals to us three things about the power of the Holy Spirit. Number one, first, the power of the Holy Spirit resides in his people. The power of the Holy Spirit resides in his people. When my wife and I took residence in Dumaguete over 2 years ago, our house was pretty much bare. Nothing in it except dust, okay? Being the new residents of the house, of course, we need to do something to make a home out of the house, right? And so we did a general cleaning. Bought a bed, table, 4 chairs, right? A couch, and then an extra couch. Fast forward to now, no? It's pretty much a home already with a bonus blessing named Salma, all right? My daughter. All right? It's become a home. The house, the empty house, has become a home. Why am I sharing this? Because the same thing happens when God takes his residence in you. First, he would do general cleaning. All right? I know I've shared this to the 6 p.m. service the other week, but some of you have not heard it. He would do general cleaning. That's the reason why your sin and your guilt and your shame is not counted against you anymore. That's the first thing he did. And he doesn't stop there. What he does is because he's emptied the house of your past sins, of your dark past, he now has to fill it. Not with furniture, all right? Not with food, but with blessings, more than material blessings, security, peace, love, hope. Who among you are glad that God is taking residence in your heart right now? I don't know about you, do I? I believe he deserves praise for that, right? That's why, and not only that. Kamantay mo, ang Pinoy, no? Ang Pinoy, klaro kay ang Pinoy pag ni lambo na, pag ni progress na ba, siya ang kinabuhi, magpa-renovate, di ba? Sa sugod, payag-payag pa lang na, sunod ni mong bisita, uy, siminto na, right? Sunod ni mong bisita, katoy ang balay, kwarto na lang. Ining dako ka, di ba? Sunod niyong bisita, katoy ang balay, first floor na lang. Renovation, and not just renovation, expansion. Alright? I hope not expansion in the physical. Di ba? Some, I see that in some. No? You're looking at an example. It does happen, right? But expansion, when I talk about expansion in your career, expansion in your studies if you're a student, expansion in your intellect. Kinsa sa inyo growing up, you were believing butol jud kay ko. Kay mo ipirmi ginaingon sa imong nanay or sa imong tatay, di ba? Guess what? Kung tinuod man na butol ka, God can actually expand you mentally and intellectually. A.W. Tozer, I've said this, right? Uneducated, became one of the most powerful thinkers of the 20th century. Uneducated. Why did he become one of the greatest thinkers in his time? Because of the Holy Spirit. And I believe God can do the same for you. Expansion. Expansion in your blessings. Expansion in your horizon.
Kung sa una, kuto brakas dumagete, dumagete ka gipanganak, sa dumagete ka nag-eskwila, sa dumagete ka nag-graduate, alright?
Your vision is somehow limited, but guess what? When God saves you, He expands your horizon, alright?
Your limit is only a passport and a Bible. Why? Because you're called to go on missions
to the ends of the earth. Expansion, guys. I hope you would pray for that as well, because God will do that. And last but not the least, if you take residence in a home, if this house is your home, you would do anything to protect it. In fact, others would do triple lock, quadruple lock, di ba?
Nanaganay gate, kabalo mo unsay na kayo nik sa Pilipinas? Kita ang kind of people na nai gate, right? Not all of the world na I gate. Actually, no mo ato mga subdivision dito wala na gate, alright?
Alright? But because we love our home so much and we know there is crime that can happen, no, we do everything just to protect it. And you know what? God is willing to do all of that just to keep you safe in His loving arms.
Mao nang ay katingala kung ikaw na babae or ikaw na lalaki, ginapugnan ka sa Ginoo na ayaw sa panguyab, dili pa time.
Actually, He's just protecting you. Why? Why is He protecting you? Because He's preserving you for the one who is right for you. Coming straight from the hands of God. Who among you wants that? To mga singles and mga estudyante, di ba?
Ambition casting, guys. Claim it for yourself. Di ba? It's not really to lock you in. It's to protect and to preserve you.
And why? Because God has made His dwelling inside of you.
Turn to your seatmate and say, He dwells in you. And you know, because the same happened for Peter and John, they knew that they can give the lame man more than what he was asking for. He was asking for silver and gold. He was asking for alms. But Peter gave them something else. Look at us. Then Peter said, silver or gold have I none. I know this from a song, no? But I give you what I have. And what he had was more than just silver and gold. It was Jesus Himself. It was the power of the Holy Spirit. And in the same way, the power of the Holy Spirit is in His people. If you claim to be a Christian and have received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then you have that same power inside of you. Maybe you're not just allowing Him to actually manifest in your life, but He is in you. We can give to people what the world cannot give. Faith, hope, love. You see, we're talking about creation power here. All right? Creation power, the same power that brought the universe into existence out of what? Out of some chemicals? Of some particles na nag-big bang? No, out of nothing. All right? The same power that brought you into being is the same power inside of you right now. In fact, it's so powerful, it's so uncontainable, it needs to flow out of you and me. It needs, it desires, it longs for you to let Him out so that others can experience Him as well. That leads us to the second truth about the Holy Spirit's power. The Holy Spirit's power manifests through His people. It doesn't manifest anywhere else, all right? But He chooses to use you and me to manifest all His signs and wonders, all His miracles. He could very well do it Himself. Diba? Kadumdum mo atong kay Peter, all right? And kay Cornelius, he had to preach, diba? Cornelius had to hear the gospel. So an angel came to him. Cornelius, he's a Roman officer, Italian cohort, came to him in a dream and told him, angel, padala og tawo dito sa Joppa, all right? Kay na dito si Simon called Peter. He needs to share you something. Now, kung basahon nimo to, gamitan nimo common sense. Sa kataas ang gistura, may pag-preach na lang niyang gospel, di ba? The angel might have as well preached the gospel to him directly. Mas mutuo pa tong tao kay gikan sa anghel. Are you getting my point here? Di ba? And yet, he wanted to use people. So, He sent a person there, and then gisundo si Peter, and then Peter preached. Everyone in their household, and even all the officers under him got saved.
Now, why? What is in us? What is in us, ba, na God would choose to use us?
Here's the thing. He wants more than just the efficiency, more than efficiency, because we're not efficient. He actually wants the relationship. He chooses to use us because He wants a relationship with us. All right? A relationship wherein you do things together, wherein you rely on Him. And that's how the power of the Holy Spirit manifests through His people. Turn to your seat and say right now, let Him manifest. And here is how the power of the Holy Spirit manifested through Peter. Taking him by the right hand, He helped him up, the lame man. And instantly, the man's, can you read? Come on, read it with me. The man's feet and ankles became strong. Instantly, automatically, he was healed. He was just asking for provision. He got healing. And he did not only got healing, no? He got household salvation. Even his ankles, di ba? We're saved. Para makamata mo ba? But you get the point there. He was just asking for provision. He was just asking for money to get him through the day. And yet God gives him something more than what he wants. That's our God. He gives us beyond our imagination. He gives us even beyond what we think we need. Even beyond what we think we want. Right? That should be our faith, right? That we could give the same to other people, more than the money. No, we give them the Holy Spirit. We give them the power of the Holy Spirit. Kidding aside, no, the manifestation of the Holy Spirit seriously went beyond that. No, if you look at the next verse, this is very amazing here. No, actually, one of our theologians here shared this to me, and I really loved how it is being interpreted here, no? And leaping up, he stood and began to walk and entered the temple with them. Unsay nakaingon sunod? Walking. Can you read this with me? Walking and leaping and praising God. Take note of those three words. Walking. What do you use for walking? Feet. That was right there. Physical healing. When you leap, why did he leap? He leapt for joy. Emotional healing, man. All right? Praising God. What is that? Spiritual healing. Spiritual healing. Why am I sharing this? That's a complete package right there. Kita ng mga tao, we're composed of body, soul, and spirit. And the healing God gives us is actually for the body, for the soul, and for the spirit. Don't settle for anything less. God is actually able to give you everything. Alright? A complete package. In fact, the kind of healing that happened here was not just, alam yun, getting well. It was getting sozo. Alright? And sozo basically means being complete from the innermost part of your being to the outermost part of your being. Down to your toenails, down to the tip of your hair. Alright? That's how God's power manifests in us. He saturates every bit in every part of us. So among you are thankful God is like that to us. Healing of the body, soul, and spirit. I don't know what I can ask for more. There's nothing more I can ask for, all right? So that is how uncontainable His power manifests. And there was, just to prove to you the point of how His power manifests, I believe all of you have heard that we sent a team to every nation, Pakistan, right? Here's the thing. Before our team was even sent there, there was just a lot of manifestations of the Holy Spirit that happened. And I'm going to share to you one of them. Our pastor there, whose name I cannot disclose, I cannot divulge, actually got invited to another church to do an engaging event, to reach out to the lost. And in this venue, there were 200 who actually came. But here's the thing. It was in the middle of a Muslim community, all right? The poverty-ridden Muslim community. And not only that, he was asked to speak through a mic. And the mic was actually connected to speakers, not just inside the venue, but also outside. Kaingon sa pastor so that others will hear. And I will get killed. Others will hear and I will get killed, all right? Pastor, the pastor. The pastor almost backed out. But you know what? The Holy Spirit comforted him. And it did not end there. When he started to preach, no, when they preach there, they have to use code names, di ba? They cannot use the actual name of God. But then the Holy Spirit was telling him, use my name, use God. All right? Okay, Lord. He used God. And then, as if that's not risky enough, the Holy Spirit nudged him. Now, use the name of Jesus. That's the very name they hate there. All right? And after much hesitation, he actually said at the end of his preaching, it surged through him, gave him confidence, and it manifested in him. Some of them cried, some of them knelt down, spoke in tongues. There was a visitation of the Holy Spirit. When the pastor asked, the pastor who invited our Every Nation pastor, no, nangutan siya, who among you here wants to testify about what you just experienced right now? One local said, ako, di ba? Kabalo mo nang kanang mga bata, di ba, sa kids' church, basta nakipangutana din, kabalo sila sa answer, magilog sila, ako. And they were like kids, spiritual kids, because they just got born again, right? So they were so excited, unahin sila, anang isa, I accepted Christ, and immediately, my week-long fever was gone, alright? And then, another person raises hand, ako na pod. When I came in, I had back pain, but when I received Jesus, I was completely healed. Fast forward, many other people who testified and then came to this old lady who spoke in their dialect. But what was amazing with the last person who shared was the moment the old lady opened her mouth, nanay got cheer. Nagpalakpak, nagsugod. Some of them nagpalakpak na first few words pa lang and some of the people already cheered. And then by the end of it, they just roused and stood up in standing ovation. Then natingala si Pastor Dan, ngano to? Alright? Ngano to? Wala ko kasabot. Alright? The pastor then translated to him. You know what happened? That woman was known as a mute among. That's why the moment he opened her mouth, she opened her mouth, everybody already clapped. Wala pa siya ga-testify. I don't know about you, but it's giving me goosebumps right now. Come on, give him praise. And because of that, all the people there actually praised and worshiped God even more. And that leads us to our last, third point. The power of the Holy Spirit not only resides in His people and manifests through them, but also leads others to know Him. Leads others to know Him. As I call up the music team, you see, the Holy Spirit, when He displays His power, it's not just for show. Dili man at just to amuse you, to entertain you, right? It's actually for one very big purpose. Balibalin akong word, sorry. One very big purpose, and that is going back to the Great Commission to make disciples of all the earth. Dili na pang hinambog lang. Dili na para musikat ka. Maayo kay ko no, nagpray ko ni naikwarta ni abot no. No, it's not that. Right? It's actually for you to use that to share to them the gospel, to lead them to know God. And that was what happened when the person got healed. The people recognized him as the one who sat at the gate of the temple asking for alms. They were filled with wonder and amazement at what happened to him. And several verses later, we would see that many others who saw that actually accepted Christ as well. The Holy Spirit wants His power to manifest through you, not just to amuse you or amuse others, but to bring them to know Him and surrender to Him. Who among you are believing for household salvation? I'm serious with this one. Dili ni joke, dili uncle, right? Imong mama, imong papa, imong mga uncle, imong mga auntie. Who among you are believing for office salvation? Ang ubang di mo raise kay, masayip kong boss? No way. You know what? Pag ma-save siya, stricto gyapon siya. For the right reason. Alright? Kung among you, mga students diri, kung you're believing for classroom salvation, gyapon tanan, terror teacher na ko. You should be praying for them. That's why they're the way they are, because they haven't received Jesus yet. We should be claiming, and you know what? God wants to make that happen. Through an angel? Through a donkey? No, through you. That's why He's living inside of you. Last week, we discovered how we can hurt the Holy Spirit. Kadumdum pa ma? Number one, we grieve Him. And number two, we quench Him. Now, Pastor Archie, I believe, gave a powerful message on grieving Him. And I wanna emphasize quenching the Holy Spirit. You know what quenching the Holy Spirit means? It's like quenching someone's excitement over something. I remember when I was a kid, I badly want to enroll at a taekwondo class, a martial arts class. And in fact, I was so excited about it. Even before I got enrolled, I bought a lot of books already. And I would, alam mo yun, do my posing and all of that. Even copying the form of Power Rangers whenever it comes out. No? Whatever martial art, I really wanted it. But due to the family's tight budget, it was always moved to next summer na lang na. Kabalubaya ka. Alright? Next summer. Next summer na lang na. Kabalubaya ka. Next summer. Summer na lang na. Kabalubaya ka. And then finally, after several years, Mama said, okay na. I'll enroll you sa Milo. O, di ba? Milo. Naman ay mga classes ang Milo. It was a good thing. But the thing is, nanluod na ko. Nawada na ko gana. Akong gana, drawing-drawing na po. Dili pwede sa art class. Mas mahal. Next summer na lang na. Kabalubaya ka. Mas mahal ang art class, no? You know why I'm sharing this? We're actually doing something similar to the Holy Spirit. You see, the Holy Spirit, being the God that He is, being the God who loves people, being the God who is so compassionate, being the God who wants to heal everyone, who wants everyone to get saved, He's so excited, very, very excited to do awesome, mind-blowing things through you. He's so excited, more than willing to show signs and wonders through you. By giving to other people, by preaching the gospel, it doesn't have to be a magic trick. It doesn't have to be a sign and wonder. You produce fire to scare the person, the hell out of the person. No! Just merely sharing is a miracle. Their lives being saved. Their sickness getting healed. And you know what? The only thing keeping it from happening, guess who? It's you. Our hesitation. Next summer na lang, Holy Spirit, kabalawaya ka. Ugma na lang, kung kanang ako'y kwarta. Next month na lang, kanang mas mature na ko ba? Next year na lang, kanang mas ready ko. Kabalawaya ka. We go like that to the Holy Spirit. And guess what? Time will come, di man siya manluod. Manluod, mag-grieve gani, manluod siya. Guess what? Will He continue to do what He badly wanted to do? Yes. In fact, He can do it on His own. And He can do it through other people. But wala kay labot. Dakong pagmahay. Ngayon ka, kumunta to. It was supposedly an adventure of relying on Him. And doing things together with Him. And being amazed at Him. And growing in your faith even more. Because you know that it is so inside your limitations. And yet, you were able to do something as amazing as that. What's the point here? God on His own is powerful. He can do it just through anyone. So you're actually blessed that He chooses to do it through you. That's the reason why you get those whispers. Have you ever gotten those whispers? I'm not talking about schizophrenia, ha? Karang, pulis ka karon, pulis ka karon. Ugma, kuhan ka. Maestro ka. Dili, nana. Those whispers nudging you na, uy,
Sherry na imong classmate, oh, klaro kay gahilak, oh, matagig panyo.
Kung lalaki ka, ayaw buhatas babae, ha?
Imong office mate, awang nawong ana, oh, haggard kayo.
She needs more than just makeup, she needs the gospel.
Your boss, mo nang pirmi ka ginapagawasan sa iyang anger kay ngano? He is not whole. He needs God.
Have you ever got those nudges, those whispers, those promptings? O give hatagi ng pubrihan na. Pubri mong classmate katong si pangutang. Ay na ipautang, hatag na. Have you ever gotten those whispers, those promptings? Can I hear a yes if you've gotten those kind of whispers?
You know why God is whispering those things? Because he's so excited to do it. Imagine him like that kid just wanting to.
Pero ikaw, you're just like that mama. Next summer na lang. Kabalubya ka. Antun sa time na, he would do it through other people because he's also inside other people. You don't want that to happen, right? Turn your seatmate right now. You don't want that to happen. You know why? Because by doing that, when you do that, when you do hear him, you'll actually grow in more in love with him. Why? Because you just did something together, right? That's actually the secret of any loving relationship. Do things together, right? That's our secret, Niniki. We do things together. And guess what? It's the same romantic relationship you have with the Holy Spirit. The more you do things together, the closer you become with each other. And the more you will become like him. That's why you don't want to quench him. And when others see him at work in you, through you, they will also know him. They will also know him. Who among you wants other people to know him through you? Come on. You do want, di ba? You know what? You just have to allow him to. And that leads us to our very last point. This is exactly what happens when you have the Holy Spirit dwelling in you. From no power to power on. From no power to power on. He resides in you, manifests His miracles, His power through you, changes you. In fact, the change doesn't just happen once. The change in the Spirit, it happens once. But the change in your emotions, how you will mature in your faith, that happens daily if you allow Him to. And when other people see Him manifesting through you, others will change as well, right before your very eyes. So that's why the Holy Spirit is likened to fire. Why? Because what fire touches never stays the same. It changes. Your life is changed and continues to change. So that's why He's likened to a dove. Because when a dove is in flight, He is visible to everyone. And that is why God's presence in you, your salvation, it should be visible. You're not the quiet type anymore. You can be an introvert wanting to have your own solitude. But when it comes to advancing the kingdom, it says, forceful men and women lay hold of it. Gone are the days we have all the excuses. You know why? You have amazing power inside of you. And with that, I conclude with this truth. Forget everything else. Just remember this. The power of the Holy Spirit changes you and changes others through you if you allow Him to.